Shalom and good morning. Bless the Lord. Well, how many of you saw the heavens last night declare the glory of God? The Aurora Borealis was all across America. Well, not all across, but from north to south. Those beautiful northern lights were seen out at Prayer Mountain, and they were seen even down into Texas and Louisiana. Some kind of a weather phenomenon, but who knows? I believe the Lord might have been in it. It was a beauty. I didn't see them, but my grandson Isaac did. I had seen those beautiful northern lights when I was in Finland. Of course, that's a common thing up there, but it was not common here, and it was very beautiful. And then we praying and believe God for those of you who have had unusual weather, lots of snow. Bless the Lord. But it's a beautiful day here in the Ozarks. And I will be out at Prayer Mountain at noon. So that means we don't know what time the call will be. And in fact, the best thing for you to do is to go to billybrim.org and go on our noon call. And you can see and with your little computer and whatever. But I'm not sure what time everything will be. Bless the Lord. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, Miss Vitti. Good morning. I am here. Praise God.
Good morning. Did you see the Northern Lights last night?
No, I did not.
Probably weren't looking outside. I wasn't looking outside either.
No.
But my grandson, no. Isaac, he's always up on those things. So he started sending me the pictures. It was a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing. Brother Max, I received from Quinn, and you showed me the picture. You took a picture of your notebook that you have there that you write in, and it is definitely clear that rather than Job 1:3 last Wednesday morning, it is Job 1:3, which means the first three chapters. Now, this just opens up the rest of the morning. It opens up what God is telling us. So he began by saying, underlined, emphasize the protection of God. Take refuge in me in times of spiritual attack. You have my divine protection, and it will be extended to keep them safe. My people, your enemies will turn their backs. Then he gave us Job 1:3. Now, that makes so much sense for what he's going to say. Of course, this tells the encounter of Job and the encounter and what the last verse in Job 1:3, next to the last verse is this, verse 25. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. That is the door that Satan uses to bring people things. Fear. Fear is an open door. I have found through the years that people who fear cancer and always talking about it, it comes upon them. That's just one of my observations, might not be yours. It's definitely not scientific, but it is written right here in Job 3:25, the thing I greatly feared has come upon me. That was the door that Satan used to get to Job. Now, and of course, we find things about Satan in here. The Lord says to Satan, from where do you come? Now, I'm going to read this to you. This is chapter 1, verse 6. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came and also among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it. So that gives us some insight into Satan. Now, on down here in our statements, the Lord said, don't, and underlined it, don't be unaware of Satan's tactics and claim God's presence, protection, and power. Satan is messing with you, church, Benjamin Trump. So you see, we're not. Job 1 through 3 reveals Satan's tactics. He goes to and fro in the earth, and he sees if he can find a door to get in. But the Lord has told us, keep your focus on me, your God. I've given you my friend and prophet of spiritual armor. Use it against the enemies of your soul. You are sealed for the day of final glorification. The one whose confidence is in me. And another statement, I'm a shield for you all. Looking to all God has made, including a shield, protecting every piece of my handiwork. So the point in giving us the first three chapters of Job is to reveal Satan's tactics, but to show you that fear is an open door. So we want to make sure we don't fear over and over and over. Then he gave the scriptures, fear not, trust me, I'm protecting you, use your weapons. So it all makes sense when you realize that he gave us the first three chapters of Job in the beginning, and then the rest of it is kind of a commentary on that. He gave us Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, the armor of God. He's giving us, God didn't say, okay, Satan, you can go down there and get my servant Job. No. He said, God said to Satan, all that he has is in your hands. You see, Satan said he's got a hedge of protection around him. Yes, God put a hedge of protection, and then God said to Satan, "All that he has is in your hands." He didn't mean, "Okay, go get my servant Job. I'm giving him over to you." No, he's just saying, "Listen, you accuse me of not acting accordingly or being lawful. Satan." All of that earth was given by Adam over into your hands. He's just making a statement. And that's exactly what happened. The authority was handed, that should have been Adam's, was handed over to Satan. And then Satan set up in the second heavens, he set up his ruling and reigning as the prince of the powers of the air. So it makes so much sense. The whole day, everything God said makes so much sense when we realize he gave us the revelation of the first three chapters of Job. And then another thing that Quinn corrected was, I don't even know what day this was, but there, God had spoken of blackness, and she said it should have been bleakness. So when things are bleak, we turn to God. Bless the Lord. Glory be to God. Well, we're going to take the authority of the believer as we begin, and then we'll move on into prayer. Before we do that, Brother Max, is there anything you wanted us to pray about or tell us?
Well, I am praying right now. There is a meeting in the country of Bahrain. I'm sure you heard of it. It's in the Middle East, meeting with a few guys and one person in Bahrain, intelligent in the government, in relation to Israel, the United States, and Jordan. So I'm praying about when to leave for that. And then we have a conference again in December, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th. Tony and Brenda are going to be with us, Billy Edgar, Bill, another brother, another sister's coming. Just really, Miss Billy, I just want to say, you know, I don't know how to put it, but it just, we are bringing people from Syria and Lebanon and Iraq, families to be on this conference. We're paying for the hotel rooms. I'm just letting the WWPs, if they want to anticipate in it, to put the seed in Jordan for these people coming, pastors with their families and many others in Jordan.
I understand you've got people coming from Syria.
Yeah, we have people coming from Syria. We have people coming from.
Are they pastors like?
Yeah, pastors like, and they're gonna be on the conference. We're gonna have three services a day for 3 days. It's very much gonna be packed 3 days. We purchased 4 tickets yesterday for people leaving here from here. We got help from a sister, and we were able to purchase 4 tickets. So we are looking for, you know, to continue this movement. I just wanted to be at peace when I am doing other stuff, if that makes sense, you know, moving on with my own business. Of course, I trust the Lord. He's doing everything. Praise God. But it's going to be phenomenal. The Lord is really moving in the Middle East. In Iran, I got a call. I got a call yesterday. I got a call yesterday, and they said most of the underground church in Iran are spirit-filled. They pray in tongues. Mm. Most of them. And that's because the people are behind this God movement are spirit-filled churches. And, you know, I am part of it. You part of it. Praise the Lord. So that's,
you know, I talked this morning to Nir Kimke about the contract that we're signing, you know, for the man who, for the company who's going to manage Migdal Arbel. And more, folks, I'm seeing that this is the main purpose for Migdal Arbel is for us while we're here. We're going to use it, but we're coming up, and God's even having us pray about the Great Tribulation and that Great Tribulation time. I was, things are just happening everywhere. Now, I talked to Nir Kimke this morning, and we need to sign a contract with the people that are going to manage it, hotel management. Some of the top people in Israel are going to manage. It's going to be very, very wonderful. God's very best. But Nir spoke to me. I was asking about the situation in Israel. And so he was talking about, you know, they have a new head of Syria, and he's a thug. He's an absolute thug. He's a terrorist. But he's come out with this plan. He announced that if Israel will give us back the lands that they took since December, then we will have a non-aggression pact with them. We won't fight them. So Nir said, that's already in the working. It's already, Donald Trump is already in the working. It's going to be, but the guy is just trying to take credit for it. But, you know, even though he's a thug, it's a good thing. It will give those pastors there in Syria possibly, they can reap some peace time for this, you know, some time of action. He said, God said, pray for those in authority that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. Now, those in authority at the time was Nero. So this thug is no worse than Nero. Perhaps God wants to give them a time of peace, you might say. They're in the churches in Syria. I don't know. I don't know what all God is doing. But we do know because he's told us lately that he's working underground. He's working undercover. Excuse me, not underground. He's working undercover. And when things look bleak, like that word Quinn changed from blackness to bleakness, when they look their bleakest, he's at work. So God is at work, definitely at work in the Middle East. And thank God, through Brother Max, Sister Quinn, we get to be a part of it. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that great?
So much happening. My goodness, God is working. God is working. God is working. He's been telling us the future. Folks, in this prayer, we prevent everything. The movement of God is here.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, he's been talking to us about this prayer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Praise God. He know every heart. You know every person on this call. He's been speaking to you personally. He's been, my goodness.
And you know what? By giving us Satan, by giving us Job 1 through 3, then that showed us how Satan acts, how he goes down the earth, through the earth, da-da-da-da. But listen to this phrase from the Lord. Do not be unaware of Satan's tactics. Claim God's presence, God's protection, and God's power.
Yeah.
Let's just claim that right now.
Amen.
God's presence, God's protection, and God's power. So what Max is saying is that if you wanted to be a part of sending some of these pastors, you could send a donation to Yeshua's Love Heals and be a part of getting some of those people to the conference. Bless the Lord. Now, I'm absolutely sure We get the interpretation, but we don't get all the interpretation. We're praying, and God has said to Max at the very beginning, all the saints in prayer. All those prayers that you're praying today, when you pray in tongues, we don't get the interpretation of every single thing. It's huge. And yeah. God is sending those prayers out to individuals. He's sending them out to meetings. He's sending them out to officials in government. We get, I think probably what we get is the tip of the iceberg of the interpretation. But the prayers are mighty, mighty, mighty going throughout all the earth. God using them. God using them.
Amen.
Don't you agree, Brother Max?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
And even to your loved ones. I know God's faithful to let our prayers reach our own loved ones. Bless the Lord. So the first thing we're going to do is take our authority, because we're not unaware of Satan's tactics. And so here we go. Father, in the name above every name, we're gathered again to meet with you on Wednesdays. We're gathered again to offer up our tongues, to offer up our beings, to let you use us. You have this mighty, wondrous design. And you said in your word and had it written, what is it then? You shall pray with the spirit, meaning tongues, and with the understanding. You're the one who designed this. And you're always telling us to pray and pray about this and that. And so it means something, our prayers. And these prayers this morning mean something. They're going to mean the most if we cooperate with you in faith and you are able to use us. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, over our own lives, we plead the blood of Jesus. Coming to you, offering ourselves to be used, and trusting, Holy One, and believing and thanking you for the revelation in the first chapter of Colossians that you've absolutely freed us from the hand of Satan, that you have translated us out from his dominion, his kingdom, and transferred us into the kingdom of your beloved Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Thank you, Lord. And Father, we just thank you for the name. We thank you for the name above every name, the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. And we thank you for bestowing your name upon him, your lovely, matchless name above every name, Yahovah, Yeshua. Oh, how we praise you and come to you and give you glory. We thank you that we have the right to pray the prayer in Ephesians 3, that we might be filled, no love to its depth and height, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. We trust that unto you there would be glory in this call today. And now the prayer in Ephesians 1, Father. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Messiah when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet and gave him head to the church over all things, the church which is his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you, who are rich in mercy and love and chesed, when you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raise the head, you raise the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him. And from that place, in the name above every name, we do now rule and reign. Satan, you who go up and down in the earth, we come against you as a body, as a company. We are a company known as the WWPs, Worldwide Prayers. And we come with the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, according to the word of the Lord, the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal. And we bind you. For it is written, whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. And we loose all the angels of God against you. We loose the angels at our command against you. We plead the blood against you. And together, we use our corporate authority, speaking to you that your plots, plans, and purposes will fall to the ground barren against our President, Donald John Trump, and his family, and against every appointee that God has put in office, and appointed and anointed, every one of them, from our towns and villages where we live, our states, to our nation, in the name above every name, our corporate anointing, our corporate command to you is cease and desist in your maneuvers, manifestations, and operations. Cease and desist. We plead the blood of Jesus over our upcoming tours. You'll not touch any of them. You'll not have anything to do with the meeting of the pastors that brother and sisters, Max and Quinn and Kathy, have brought together. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray your blessings. We corporately ask your blessings upon it. And Satan, cease and desist. You have nothing to do with this phone call. You are dismissed now in Jesus' name. Holy One of Israel, use us, use us, use us, we pray. We give ourselves to you this day. Shambaraka fangyo askurugum bamba. Ke eletanya akangala kangara nangurugodoho shagambambi amporokatyangara goho brakatkainya. Somana kuka fangde. I palakaya. Isha no nombre kafraka de gombe eliganga. Mirio tafraka disko dabra ki vanyo nukwa dubra. Lacho hoshandye. Batu frakito. Batu kafrito kopika lakaya nakanga. Ishita kaba. Malito, malito, pangila, kabila helita, kamaraka didika brakte, ishatuhuru kongaraka kaka, mitofrakai, itu joa mashoto, ishuto kofre helikandia, Krabile koraka divaraka ongaraka dashka daprika tegipa. Lotora mananya matole kafraka da gora kongambi. Ashato kohola kovrike dika halai. Ije di kohora kotoshka tampraka da katashka tampraka da katashka. Pile tohora kampito makaraka danya neka halakai. Ila manukwa. Kabila tenya. Avitora manakya. Mahilatotia todogohoshaka. Matoko preka de gavrahala kongara. Mantonoko preka de gavranguru godohoshakapri. Papakole kembre levele koratinu no krokodoshka dabraka de gavranye. Givalatoria pakala kongariampe ijanto kopretetika. Oh, Father, 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 Svitanyo, Svitanyo mia, Kafralo turka tavrito to shokje. Kabilele kangara kadashka dobrika de katafra. Ishete kohora kadashka tabrika de katafra. Ele manuer toto togoja capri. Avrakate koloko la katalaka kanya ne kohora kadashka. Emele tushkwa shatora manak. Ebeli hicha, ejetuko ujwa. Kavila kara kanyera tono kombre, kateka laina halatinya na kwa, ejede vraha shotya na katye. Govredi boa shweto pre kata kombra, ejede kalakaya no kohoro kopitya. Mojwa tia fito, mojwa ta frite, ha? Doka? Matyo? Mako, pasite la kopritas, mafrako dihisha, meturi kabra kavinyo no kwa. Oh, Father, my Father, isidigo huvashe do lo kobrika frakale kongrika divra. E je digo holo cobre hebra kaya no kopia de kodoshka. Ele menu ta fraka do go jebre de vraka kaya no koro kom papi to no koro kodapre. Masko pobre hili kambra kade go leke bechua. Ipa la kaya na kahala kabra. Bravery. Bravery, la dobra, isato nangile tashko, magufrei tangra katabito, ma fratanie, ma koka, findie ne coro con i capri calacangala tignota. He said to the cobra, Kafrati Andora Malitai, Anye Toka Baha, La Barakinio. Bishkoto Horakatashke. Ibileta, Macho, 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 Makoro Kuntanche. He said to the cobra, Kafrahalakai. Tifrasona makkala kayana kalla kayana kahala. Mille duvru kodoshkwa nere korpe doshka tampre. Mangoro godoho shakare. Ile kahala kangara gadaha shankangara gadaha shakapre. Isha to tene kodoho shakapre kete gadaha lakai. Isha to, isha to, isha to. Fido ma vetene ne qua. Ebe la tora capangora goto e capri che ti cofraele kanga. Isatore menye. Balitor makai a jean de li cobra. E to prefredi jean de nyaka paro cofrenye. Ma sotabre. Le to. Lito mana koka, lito feka, leko koko bi itiano, 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 itiano bangi, ishato, ishato, ishato. Ashkatanya, ashkatanya peke. Manke te frete njene ka. Ege le ka bravro te jange ne kuka. Preti fra. Oh, Yeshua. Mi kuhulu gumbabe frak jene kodoshka da prika te kodoshka. Irikambra, kenyon yombre kadagada hashake. Idaka lote kenika halai. Ridika frekia. Amenekika. Lache. Lache, 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 lache. Sibrato tiana kahai. Alakavrite, alakavrite. Frondinikai, frondinikai. Bushikete braka frakaka. In chateau de coupa papa letia. Ma coupe pelitaha. E já não no quara cadetio. Mete ela com brandy. E no meu poavra de joa, te tocou brava de joa, a minha no cora batiata. Ma cola gobra gdiatoro gobra cadanha de cora cobatia. E já te gobre, revetiano no cobricata cafranie. E já de batuacha coton brava tisca tange de cotonsca. Nicola Cobriga da Brahala Kaya Nakandia Nakope. Ija de Gobrika Fraka Kanya Nihila. Eme de Kohara Cobrika Taka Franja. Ejo no Mapi Amakai Aladinia Alago. Gribilitania Nikosh Katapre. Katafrepe Ejunda no Gobra. Komina Kwa, Komina Kwa, Komina Kwa. Offritagno tontica fa. Cibro tu fece tiene codosca da applica di gadangia. Le gora halai e la magnato tu coparca ca fracatine. E libera hashak tiene ancora. E ne gavraca de galacaha. E se ne mette un fosciuero con due ore godosca di braca frangia e godosca d'abri. Galaka macho, 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 maca, galaka latia. Usuete di cora. Usuete cara gadala capito. Asoma toscete. Anamakwe hele kanga, anamakwe hele kopeti, anakoto no kondashka na pranya. Ibedi tusi wa zifrata nyo na kwa, shoto to kopa. Ejene makwato no govrekti, rikoto hoja kaprika, nekotashka tanche, nekotoshka dabrika tanya. Precious unto me, Lord, all of the fructia. Thy word is precious unto me. Mango vedi capra cote fre. Alla capra cotoniera cognone ne caprica di calai. E si di bello core menier tono gnocca paia tenie. Vittoria manco le tosche te di cabà. Benitoro con dieve le tosche ta placatone di quacca ta capace. Ilibritua. Ilibritua. Majo de vre, majo de vre, majo de vre. Ashacatonge le cotosche capracca, le cotosche capre. Cribala tora cavrande ne codo cotteschke to jegge de codambre e le coto freca di cama ne querto non gliarto do gocciacchia. Mesciato, mesciato, mesciato. Mi tu frati cupa, mi tu cufrica. Aletie, 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 makonye, makonye. Bubra tevre machuta, bokenye nika, azodogombri, meleva. Venga la coca. Venga la coca via. Vende la coca ma. Ajoute, ajoute, ajoute. Capalito, capalito, capalito. Comprece. I santo, I santo, I santo. Praise the Lord. Mango la confrecchia. Istoto kobaka. Maru teniete na kopraka. Ele batonye me kopa la tanya. Pele mahatia fokale kia no nakiba. Eje terato shaka frakianto. Beyantara mikola kalonje beshunya. Kevela, kevela. E mantiandovi. Pesho toro koba, prakatanye ne koro kodele taia na kaya. Rambele toshka. Krambele toshka maya. Kafreden yuta fia. Kole ke bipcho no tobra katakanda hashakye ne kotoshka tapre. Ishando lo kohora kapaya no koprete de gahashan de kapatito. Kapita koprete frekanya no kohora kapakya no kochete. Priskatonia, priskatonia, priskatonia. Malatenio, malatenio, malatenio. Ishe de kohora kapaya. Kafakoto kotanye ni kuala ko, prekete kuala kambaka la kitia na kacha. Ele behela kaya na nyala talami. Kiele vele vandio no krandio. Ele vele vandio na kraya. Ea tito nya feto. Shatta to gopa, ma koro ko donjere ko doshka da prekete ka tafra, mo talaka. Lito te oro gore ka tivra ka dojenye ne kwa, e jene kale kovre gdi ka pranyo no kora pita, lo isato, isato ka bakya. Kevele dojwa, ishano koro ka ptito, kavila kalakai, ah, ishato, 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 ishato. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Que vele comprabre tanyata. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgave all my iniquities. Who healed all my diseases. Who redeemed my life from the pit, who crowned me with chesed and mercy. You satisfy me with good, so that my youth is renewed as the eagles. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Blessed Redeemer. Thank you, Father of Glory. Hallelujah. Praise your name. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Brother Max. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you.
Praise God.
All right. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. First statement. Can you hear me okay? I just put my earbuds in.
Oh, yes. I hear okay. You fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see here. It's underlined. The beginning of it is underlined. I'll let you know not too long here. I wants you to know. Yeah. I want you. Yes, I want you to know. I'm sorry. I want you to follow me. I apologize for that. I want you to follow me all the way. That's the underlying part. I want you to follow me all the way. The rest of the statement is not underlined. In each moment, every single day. In each moment, every single day, where I lead you.
Was the next word?
Where I lead you.
Lead, okay.
Yeah, L-E-A-D, lead you. You will follow. In each moment, every single day, where I lead you, you will follow. That's the statement. So I want you to follow me all the way. This part is underlined. Non-underlined part. In each moment, every single day, where I lead you, you will follow. That's the statement. Okay. And then the Lord gave us Psalm 84, verses 11 and 12. Psalm 84, 11 and 12. Colossians with a C. Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. Psalm 84, 11, 12. Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7. Next statement. Let's see here. This one is underlined. All of it is underlined. So the one I'm going to read is underlined. You, and read like this. You do exactly what the leader does. You do exactly what the leader does. And you will cross. And you will cross the stream. And you will cross the stream of water. And you will cross the stream of water. Be mindful. Be mindful of what is best. Be mindful of what is best for the followers. Be mindful of what is best for the followers. The leader cares and wants the safety and trust. The leader cares and wants the safety and trust. That is the statement. I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. You do exactly what the leader does. And you will cross the stream of water. Be mindful of what is best for the followers. The leader cares and wants the safety and trust that is the statement. I believe you got it, Miss Lee, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. Next scripture here is Galatians. Well, G, start with a G. 5:14-25. Galatians 5:14-25. John 8:12. John 8:12. Okay, this one is not underlined. Oh, in the end of it. Yeah, a few words in the end are underlined. Okay. And start like this. I told you before that I am your shepherd. I told you before that I am your shepherd. And I do understand. And I do understand what it is like. Yeah, what it is like to be sheep. What it is like to be sheep. In this prayer together, church. In this prayer together, church. With my friend and prophet. In this prayer together, church. With my friend and prophet. Now the underlying part, which is in the end here. So after a prophet is underlined, be the perfect Lamb of God. Be the perfect Lamb of God. Okay. From the beginning. Non-underlined. I told you before that I am your shepherd. And I do understand what it is like to be sheep. In this prayer together, church, with my friend and prophet, underline part, be the perfect Lamb of God. Okay. John 10, 1, well, through 30. John 10, verse 1 through 30, 30. I'm not sure if this is the whole chapter. John 10, 1 through 30. Our next statement is underlined, and it's the three words. Let's read like this. Follow my steps. Follow my steps. And next is 1 Peter. Yeah, 1 Peter 2, verses 21 through 25. So follow my steps is underlined, short statement, then 1 Peter 2:21-25. Okay, next statement is not underlined. Read like this. Will you follow me and go with me. Will you follow me and go with me? All the way. All the way. I have given you my life. I have given you my life because I loved you. Because I loved you and loves you still. Yeah. Because I loved you and loves you still. That's the statement.
Okay. I have a question here.
Yeah.
So the first one is L-O-V-E-D, because I loved you and loves you still.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
Okay, I'm going to read it again for everybody here. Will you follow me and go with me all the way? I have given you my life because I loved you and loves you still. Okay. Then John 15:13. Romans 5:8. Next statement is not underlined. Read like this. I love you simply because I love you. Okay, I'm just going to read it. I love you simply because I love you. You don't have to work for my affection? Yeah. You don't have to work for my affection. Okay.
A-F-F-E-C-T-I-O-N?
It could be A, but I'm looking, it looked like O-F-F-E-C-T-I-O-N.
It has to be an A. Affection.
Okay.
Means
affection.
Love.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where was I? Okay, affection.
You don't have to work for my affection.
You don't have to work for my affection. I can pour out my love over you, church. I can pour out my love over you, church. I love you simply because I love you. You don't have to work for my affection. I can pour out my love over you, church. That's the statement. Oh, he's telling us he loves us this morning. Praise God.
Isn't that wonderful?
Ephesians. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. John 16:27. John 16:1-6. Okay. Next statement. The end of it is underlined. I'll let you know. It read like this. No doubt that there is a good future. No doubt that there is a good future ahead. A good future ahead. Yet, God promises you. God promises you, I have plans. I have plans for you. I have plans for you that are of a good future. That are of a good future with hope. With hope. Now the underlined part. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'll read it again. No doubt that there is a good future ahead. Yet, God promises you, I have plans, with an S, for you. I have plans for you that are of a good future with hope. That are of a good future with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's underlined. Through the power of the Holy Spirit is underlined. Okay. Next statement. Read like this. Look forward with joy. Look forward with joy to my destiny. Look forward with joy to my destiny in your life and be encouraged. And be encouraged.
Encouraged?
Encouraged. Now the rest of it is underlined. And be encouraged, now this part is underlined here, as you live each day with purpose. As you live each day with purpose. That's the underlined part. So the whole statement reads like this from the beginning. Non-underlined part. Look forward with joy to my destiny in your life and be encouraged, underline part, as you live each day with purpose. And that is the statement. Well, we have four books coming here. Praise God. Okay, Proverbs 19, verses 20 and 21. Proverbs 19, 20 and 21. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 and 18. Lamentations 3, verses 21 through 23. Proverbs 19, 20 and 21. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 and 18, Lamentations 3, verses 21 and 23.
21 through 20, yeah, through 23?
Correct, 21 through 23,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let's see, the next statement is underlined, all of it, okay, and it reads like this. I want to prosper you. I want to prosper you and not to harm you. I want to prosper you and not to harm you. Rest and rely on God. Rest and rely on God. I can work miracles. I can work miracles, and you chose to believe. Maybe it's choose. C-H-O-O-S-E?
C-H-O-S-E or O-O-S-E?
O-O-S-E.
Two O's. Choose.
Choose. I said chose. Okay. Mm-hmm. Choose. Okay. Choose. Oops, my phone dropped. Choose to believe my promise. And you choose to believe my promise. Take my words, with an S, take my words of motivation. Yeah. Take my words of motivation today. Take my words of motivation today and keep believing by having faith. Church. Okay. I'll read it again from the beginning. I want to prosper you and not to harm you. Rest and rely on God. I can work miracles. And you choose to believe my promise. And you choose to believe my promise. Take my words. Take my words of motivation. Take my words of motivation today. And keep believing by having faith, church.
See that middle part as, I see the middle of this, I can work miracles and you choose to believe my promise. He's doing the work. We must choose to believe.
That's right.
That's our part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I said this statement was underlined, but it is underlined.
Yes, you did.
I did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of it. Okay.
Taking this right here for Migdal Arbel.
Amen.
That whole lesson.
I'm taking it too.
You take it for all of your work.
And
everybody on the line, I'm sure, has something they can apply this to. Plus, we're praying it for people we don't even see and know. That's how wide and broad it is, God's reaching.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, 3. Galatians, G, with a G. 3, verses 26 and 27. The 2 look like 7, but I believe it's 2, not 6. I mean, not 7. Yeah. 3, 26. And 27. Galatians 3, 26 and 27. Psalm 56, verse 3. Psalm 56, 3. Philippians 4, 13. I love Philippians 4, 13. Philippians 4, 13. Okay. Let's see here. You got the scriptures, right, Miss Lily? Isaiah 26:3,
yes, sir.
26:27, Psalm 56:3, Philippians 4:13. Okay. Next statement. The beginning of it is not underlined. It's really The rest of it is, okay, read like this, non-underlined part. Strengthen your heart and mind. Strengthen your heart and mind. I just want to underline all of it, but this part is not. Strengthen your heart and mind. Underline part. I am giving you the faith you need. So strengthen your mind, strengthen your heart and mind is not underlined. The underlying part starts right here. I am giving you the faith you need to get through each day. To get through each day, not one day, each day, my children. That is the statement. Wow. I read it again. Now underline, strengthen your heart and mind. Underline part. I am giving you the faith. I am giving you the faith you need to get through each day. Not one day, each day, my children. All right. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 13 and 14. 1 Corinthians 16, 1-6, verses 13, 1-3, and 14, 1-4. Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 and 7. Trust in me. You know, I see he's talking to the president, too.
Yeah.
The Spirit of the Lord very much. I'm just looking at him and on Benjamin and everybody in the government.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well,
hallelujah.
Let's not jump ahead there. Praise God. Hallelujah.
The first part, I have only one part of this statement underlined. Is that correct? The last part is not?
The first part is underlined.
Okay.
I want you to follow me all the way.
Follow me all the way. That's underlined. In each moment, every single day, where I lead you, you will follow. Psalm 84, 11 and 12. For the Lord God, that's Jehovah Elohim, is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows grace and glory. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Jehovah of hosts, how blessed is the man who trusts in you. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted, and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Underlined. You do exactly what the leader does, and you will cross the stream of water. Be mindful of what is best for the followers. The leader cares and wants the safety and trust. Galatians 5, 14 through 25. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you're not consumed by one another. But I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, to one to the other, so that you cannot do the things you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: immorality, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I warn you, just as I forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. John 8:12. Now, of course, you're going to need to go back and read all these contemplatively. Again, yeah. Jesus spoke to them, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. All of that business that we just read, that's darkness. So if we're following, if we're walking in any of that, we're not following him. I told you before that I am your shepherd, and I do understand what it is like to be sheep in this prayer together church with my friend and prophet. Underlined, be the perfect Lamb of God. John 10:1-30. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, he is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And he puts forth all his own. He goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. A stranger they simply will not follow, but will flee from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke to them. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, he who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. And I know my own, and my own know me, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, so that I may take it again. No one has taken it from me, but I lay it down of my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my fathers. And then I'm going to skip a little bit of this. Some there accused him. A division occurred, and some accused him of being demon-possessed. And he said, at that time, others were saying, they said bad things about him. Now we go down to verse 22. At that time, the Feast of Dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the Temple of Solomon. That is the Hanukkah. When they dedicated the temple, they lit the Hanukkah lights. We're going to be in there at this very time. Our trip to Israel is at this very time, the Feast of Lights, the Feast of Dedication, the reconsecration of the temple during the time of the Maccabees. So it's winter time. It's exactly the time when we're going to be over there, you who are going with us on the tour. Then the Jews gathered around him and were saying to him, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe the works that I do in my Father's name. These testify of me, but you do not believe because you're not of my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Then the statement, follow my steps, underlined. And next scripture, 1 Peter. Oh, okay, just a minute here. 1 Peter.
21-25.
Yeah, I've got it.
21-25.
I'm just taking my time because I'm typing.
No, I know.
Okay. Okay, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he was suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Statement now. Will you follow me and go with me all the way? I have given you my life because I loved you and love you still. John 15:13. Okay, here. Getting little funny signs on my computer. Come on now. There you go. Okay, John 15:13. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Hallelujah. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I love you simply because I love you. You don't have to work for my affection. I can pour out my love over you, church. Ephesians 2:4-5. But God, who is rich in mercy, and for his great love for which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you are saved. John 16:27. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from the Father. Hallelujah. No doubt that there is a good future ahead yet. God promises you, I have plans for you that are of a good future with hope, underlined, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Not underlined. Look forward with joy to my destiny in your life and be encouraged. Underlined. As you live each day with purpose. Proverbs 19:20-21. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in thy latter end. ESV says in the future. New American says the rest of your days. Amplified said is in the time to come. There are many plans in the mind or heart of man, but it is the counsel or the purpose of the Lord that will stand. 1 Peter 1:3-4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. What wonderful verses. 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. These are the promises that he just spoke of. For this light, momentary affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison. While we look at the not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. These all have to do with his statement he just gave us, that the future ahead is full of his wonderful promises.
Yeah.
Lamentations 3:21-23. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. The Lord's chesed never ceases, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Whoa, every one of these are such wonderful, delicious promises. And then underlined, I want you to prosper and not to harm you. Rest and rely on God. I can work miracles and you choose to believe my promise. Take my words of motivation today and keep believing by having faith, church. He just gave us those wonderful promises. We choose to believe them. I choose to believe them.
Amen.
Isaiah 26:8. Indeed, while following the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you eagerly. Your name, even your memory, is the desire of our souls.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Galatians 3:26-27. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. This is the baptism by which we're saved. The Holy Spirit baptizes us into Christ. It's not the water baptism that saves us. It's this one. The Holy Spirit baptizes us into Christ himself. I'll read it again. I'm going to read it from the New American. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Or closed yourself with the Anointed One and his anointing. Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Strengthen your heart and mind, and then underlined. I am giving you the faith you need to get through each day, not one day, each day, my children. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done in love. I'm going to read it in the I'll read it in the ESV. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith. Act like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love.
That's the bottom line.
Deuteronomy 6. That'll do it right there, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All that you do, every single thing you do. And these words, which I command you this day, shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Trust in me. Oh,
wow.
What wonderful words he gave us today. Praise God, and they definitely do need meditation. But right now, I'm going out to Prayer Mountain, so I need to say shalom, shalom, so I can get ready and get out to the mountain, which is a little ways from here. So I'll be meeting you out there, and there'll be folks that have food for us out there. The weather is getting cooler. I don't know if we've had to move upstairs yet. But still believe in God for that elevator. Shalom, shalom. We'll see you on the mountain.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom.